Our guest in the cafe is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
October, kind of a busy month in Greenville, huh?
It really is. There's a lot going on, and it is just so much fun to see this much activity.
So, of course, we've talked about Bras for the Cause on other occasions, but let's talk about now the Bob Wills Fiddle Contest, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 16th, 17th, and 18th. Is this the second year for that?
Yes, it's the second year for it, and they were so pleased with the success the first year that they are having a repeat. The Wills family actually was the ones that started and sort of came to Greenville and said, we'd really like you to participate. And this year they're adding extra events. Friday night at the GMA, they're going to have Asleep at the Wheel. And then Saturday night, they're going to have Charlie Pride.
Wow.
Yes. And then there'll be the fiddle contests will be going on then. The preliminary rounds are Saturday, and they'll be all over town and almost any venue downtown that has music will be hosting part of it. And then they're actually going to open Central Christian Church, I understand, this year, and that there will be part of the contest there.
Of course, that's across the street, more or less, from the municipal auditorium.
Correct. Uh-huh. And then on Saturday night after Charlie Pride, back down at the Emerald Ballroom, which is behind Landon Winery, and it's a large event space back there, they are going to have a free street dance. So it's from 9:30 to 12:30. And they'll have another Western Swing band there. And there's live music all day long that's Western Swing.
Yeah. So obviously this was very successful last year.
Yes. And fun.
Yeah. And so so it's coming back this year. Right. And sounds like it's going to be bigger and better than last year.
And then the awards ceremonies and the finals will be on Sunday afternoon at the GMA.
Okay,
so
great.
Lots to do.
So that's
Western Swing extravaganza.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and of course, I'll tell you, people in this part of the country do love their Western Swing music.
You can't help it. It's impossible to listen to it and not have your feet tapped.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly right. Well, then something we should talk about also is October means Halloween is right around the corner, and already then the Rotary Club Haunted House is underway, and they're having that every weekend in October.
That is correct. It'll be Friday and Saturday night, and it is in downtown Greenville at the far western end of Lee Street. It's in a building that they now call the Landmark on Lee. Mm-hmm. And what they've done is it's the old post office that was in Greenville. And when the Rotary Club bought it and turned the upper part into a meeting center, they had this big old basement that's with nothing to do. That was this cavernous place. And so they've turned the basement into a wonderful haunted house.
Yeah. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And then now another event that is coming up in Greenville. And of course, the Texan Theater, remarkable thing that has happened downtown with Barbara Horan, who has brought that venerable building back. And so she brings in some amazing
people. Really, really does. It's been so much fun to see some of the different artists that have come in and their performances. And in fact, coming up in November, I know we're going to talk about one in October, but the Village People are coming.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. She had Little River Band last weekend.
Yeah, I knew that.
So it's, and this the building only seats 118 people.
So it is a very intimate experience.
It is. Mm-hmm. And the one that we were to talk about that's coming up is actually on Halloween night. And I, little spooky as I think, is Barbara Eden, who used to play I Dream of Jeannie,
right,
and who was probably every young man's fantasy woman.
Oh, yes. I can vouch for that.
And one of the very first ones, I think, to ever have a costume that was quite that skimpy. And by today's standard, it's nothing.
Oh, right. But her navel showed. And this was highly controversial.
It was at the time.
At the time. That's
absolutely.
Exactly. And but she is still a beautiful woman.
She is still a beautiful woman. And she was a great comic actress. Yep. And the way this is going to be done, they did one recently that I went to that I thoroughly enjoyed, is it's an evening that's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to sit there, and Barbara Horan will interview her. There are usually pictures. They have a screen that shows pictures. So she gets to sort of tell the story of her career and her life. And they're fascinating evenings. And then the other thing that's wonderful is when it's over, you go out in the lobby and she's there, and you get to meet her, you get to visit with her, you can have your picture, a picture made with her. she's very accessible because there's only a very few people in the audience.
Right, and of course, dinner goes with all of these
events.
It
is a complete price. It includes, you know, dinner, gratuities, any kind of beverage you want. It's all there.
Right.
It's really a great value.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's a busy month.
It is.
The month of October.
There's no excuse to stay home.
But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Bud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.